escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 12th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1964, space got a little more crowded as the Soviets launched the first three-man crew into orbit aboard Voskhod 1. One minor problem, three men in spacesuits couldn't fit into the cramped capsule, so it was also the first shirt-sleeved space flight, with little guarantee of safety for the crew. In 1977, Space Shuttle Enterprise was dropped off in midair over the Mojave Desert again, but this time without the tail cone covering its engines. This was the first time NASA's test pilots glided the shuttle home without the aerodynamic aid, and the flight was a more accurate test of how a shuttle returning from space would handle. In 1994, the Magellan space probe fell into the atmosphere of Venus and burned up, after 5 years in space and 4 years spent mapping the planet's surface with radar. And in 2005, China's second manned spaceflight lifted off, Shenzhou 6. Born on this day in 1968, actor Hugh Jackman. On this day in 1974, Star Trek left the small screen for quite a long time, as the final episode of the animated Star Trek aired on NBC.
Captain's log, stardate 6770.3. The Enterprise is on course for the planet Babel, where ambassadors from all Federation planets are waiting to honor the Enterprise's distinguished passenger, Commodore Robert April, first captain of the USS Enterprise, and for the past 20 years, Federation Ambassador at Large. Now 75 years old, Commodore April has reached mandatory retirement age.
Ironically, the episode included a former captain of the Enterprise, Robert April, a name dating back to the earliest drafts of Gene Roddenberry's outline for the original series. Today in 1979, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy went into print for the first time, as Douglas Adams' novel version of his popular BBC radio series saw print. In 1992, The Next Generation got a visit from the Miracle Worker.
Please enter program.
The android at the bar said you could show me my old ship. Let me see it.
Insufficient data. Please specify parameters.
The Enterprise. Show me the bridge of the Enterprise, you chattering piece of...
There have been 5 Federation ships with that name. Please specify by registry number.
NCC-1701. No bloody A, B, C, or D.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
James Doohan appeared as Scotty in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode Relics, which featured a partial reconstruction of the original Enterprise bridge set. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Log of the Starship Enterprise, stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human, Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.